West Florida Recycling has filed for bankruptcy protection as it seeks to rebound from what officials call a perfect storm of adversity. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports at least one county government is watching closely.
The issue with the stormwater runoff and the flooding, the major drop in commodity prices over the last year, and they all kind of came together at once.
Chief Executive Officer Larry Hoover says the perfect storm, including debts totaling $1 million, led to the Chapter 11 filing. The firm handles up to 300,000 pounds of recyclable materials each day, but problems with heavy rain breaching stormwater ponds led to damaging floods on site.
The retention ponds haven't worked since, I think, 2009. And when we get major rains like we got in last July, where we had 30 to 40 days of continual rain, you know, we were 2 to 3 feet underwater. It degraded all of our paper products, which run about 55% of our total volume. They are no longer any good, and we had a massive cleanup.
Emerald Coast Building Supplies, West Florida Recycling's landlord, has filed suit against the engineering firm that built the stormwater system.
They've stayed up with the recyclable collection at the sites and also seem to be processing our materials.
Santa Rosa County Administrator Hunter Walker. In February, the Santa Rosa Commission gave West Florida 30 days to get its act together, specifically come up with delinquent rent for a transfer station at the county landfill.
In the overall scheme of things, and since we really don't have any other alternatives right now, it seems to be working. I would imagine the board will continue with West Florida based on at least as far as the 30-day notice.
But with the Chapter 11 filing, Walker says the status of monies owed by West Florida is unclear, but he believes it will not affect Santa Rosa County. Nonetheless, work continues on a contingency plan, just in case, which could come up at next week's commission meeting.
We have a request for proposal solicitation on the street for companies to provide that service. And we're also looking at us standing up our recycling center that we had before, what I would call a short-term solution, say of a year duration.
Another part of West Florida's perfect storm is the recyclables market. Instead of charging its clients for pickup, the company makes money by selling the materials. CEO Larry Hoover says at this point the market is not the most stable.
Mixed paper is about 33% of our overall volume, and cardboard is about 20 to 25%. So 55% of our volume is in paper products, and that industry is not doing well. Prices are down. They're not moving up as quickly as we'd like. There's been some shortages or shutdowns of plants to process, so it's been challenging.
But he adds that Chapter 11 will enable them to reorganize and continue providing services in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
We employ 50 people, and we're proud to be a part of the community and provide the service, and we've just hit a bump in the road. We hope to come out of this stronger and bigger and better, and we need the support of both all the citizens in Santa Rosa and Escambia County to move forward.
Or, as Hoover told the Pensacola News Journal, we're here to stay. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.